listen to the Tommy Schnurmecker Show live weekdays 9 to noon on CJAD 800 and CJAD.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Tommy Schnurmecker Show. Welcome back to CJAD. You don't hear about as much about what's going on in the Ukraine as you did, say, 2 or 3 weeks ago. And yet the violence is continuing, and yet the whole question of what Russia will settle for, what it'll take, what it'll leave alone remains up in the air, as is, to a certain extent, the future of Ukraine itself. Robert Cutler is an international affairs consultant. He is the author of an op-ed piece that was published in the Gazette last week about Canada's role in Ukraine, and he joins us now. Welcome to CJAD.
Hello, James. Good to be with you again.
Now, let me ask you right off the top, you refer to Canada as I believe it's a middle power on this, and you sort of take exception to the amount of derision that was put on what a lot of people said was merely a token show of force. I mean, half a dozen fighters sent to Poland and Romania. That what's the big deal? And yet you seem to say that we're doing more than anybody else, or more than most of the major powers. What do you think we're actually going to achieve?
Well, yes, you know, middle power is what people used to call Canada during the Cold War when there were two superpowers. And I just point out in the article that sending these six airplanes and a few dozen personnel is not something that Prime Minister Harper went off and did on his own. He did it because NATO asked him to do it. Request to the government of Ottawa and Canada is a member of NATO, and NATO made the same request to half a dozen other countries that they sent material and men over. So I'm just pointing out that it's one of those things that you do if you sign an international treaty. You do what the organization asks you to.
Now, that said, is this, in the end, is this, and I hate to use the expression, but is this a game that's going to be settled by the superpowers, or do you think middle powers will have a role to play here?
Well, there's only one superpower left, and Russia might be a middle power. In fact, Canada might could argue, except for the population, that Canada has a certain amount of power that that Russia doesn't have. But it's going to be settled in the long run by, I think, domestic forces in Ukraine and Russia.
Yeah.
Because, you see, one of the reasons that Putin can't let this out of his hand is that the liberals in Russia, the ones who want democratization, the ones who he's been slamming the internet shut on, they see Ukraine as one of their last hopes.
Yeah.
Because they don't want Putin to show them that they can't have the same thing in Russia.
Robert, I'm going to make a suggestion here that some people may find it very cynical. You may find it very cynical, but I have to run this by you, because when Canada really stood up and was among the first to stand up to deplore what was happening in Ukraine, to deplore what it was later described as the slow motion invasion of Ukraine, I thought to a certain extent, well, yes, this is something that we ought to be doing. But I always got the impression that Stephen Harper and the cabinet and the government was, in fact, this is not so much about the Ukraine now as it could be about our Arctic in a couple of years' time. That, in fact, that if you stand down when you see this kind of conduct going on now, when's it going to end? And we do have a rather self-interested reason for standing up so quickly and so loudly. Do you think I'm off base there, or do you think I'm onto something?
Well, that's a very interesting point. I don't think it's cynical at all. I think it's practical politics. You're certainly right that Stephen Harper has a very good interest in the Arctic. Mm. He's well known to have artifacts from the expedition in his anteroom, mm. and he is an aficionado of Arctic affairs. So it's a very good point that you make, that and it's not cynical at all. It's very practical that it is, in fact, what people would say, listening to your point, is that, well, my goodness, he actually does have a principled stand, because he's not doing this on a lark. He's doing it because it's a principle that he has to stand to.
Well, but above and beyond everything else, I mean, there's the whole issue of Arctic sovereignty, and perhaps, and this is where the cynical part comes in, Robert, the amount of natural resources that are at stake below all that water, which at the moment we haven't done that great a job protecting. You know, down the road, I figured that might be the next big foreign relations crisis we have, which, because I really couldn't figure out why Canada would take so forthright. And I understand what you're saying about the NATO request and sending that over. That's fine. But even before that occurred, Canada was front and center. The Harper government was front and center in deploring what was going on in Ukraine.
Yeah, well, it's not just deploring. You know, he was out in front.
He was the first
member of the G8 to say he wasn't going to go to Sochi. After the Olympics, we're going to have the G8. And after that, all the other G7 fell into line and said, well, we're not going to go either. And he came out with this first round of sanctions before the G8 or the G7 decided to have their sanctions. So it's not the first time. There are other examples, like, you know, a year or two ago on questions of international importance, where he's been out in front of the others, and he's made things happen and made things not happen by not going along with things that he thought were not good ideas. So it's practical politics. It's not just cynical. I really like your idea about the Arctic. I hadn't heard of that before.
Well, it just occurred to me. But let me ask you now, and my last question for you, Robert, what do you think is going to happen next? What do you think our role will be in the next step in Ukraine?
Well, of course, you know, in 5 days, we're going to have elections there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to see how those go. We're going to have to see how much Russia interferes, because they've already interfered, and we'll see how many more sanctions that the West decides to put on them.
Well, it's a story that isn't going anywhere anytime
now,
soon.
I want to add on the cynical angle of things. You're absolutely right that there were reports in the newspapers, which you undoubtedly saw, that there were some Russian oligarchs very close to Putin that Canada did not sanction.
Yes.
Someone who has 30% interest in Rosneft, which has a good bit of interest in the oil sands, and a few others. So it's not only principle. You're absolutely right that there's a lot of practical cynicism, you can call it cynicism, involved in there. But there's a lot going on there that's more than meets the eye.
Apparently, and as I say, it's a story that's not going anywhere anytime soon. And I thank you very much for taking the time. Robert Cutler, always a pleasure speaking with you.
News Talk Radio, CJAD 800, CJAD.com.